This is Life Talk, where we tell it like it is. Life Talk is motivational, helping you get to the next level in life. Life Talk is educational, to broaden your knowledge. Life Talk is inspirational, to get you fine-tuned to start doing what you love doing. Life Talk, sponsored by KmarEducation.org. And here is your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Welcome to Live Talk with Marietta. I am Marietta. Happy New Year, and let us celebrate that we are healthy, alive, and are participants of life. After all, I'm asking you to show up to life with passion tonight. So that's what our topic is. And David Viscott says, the purpose of life is to discover your gift. The meaning of life is to give your gift away. Now, David Viscott, when he was alive, he was a psychiatrist, author, a businessman, and he was also a media personality. So let us discuss and look at some of the major points when we're looking at self. That means awareness, our strength and weaknesses, our beliefs and motivation, the big why. And I have two wonderful friends here in the studio. Dr. Rich, you know Dr. Rich. He's been with us for 4 years. He's a naturopathic physician, private practice. Good evening. How are you?
Very well, Marietta. Very well.
That's great. And a good friend of mine. Her name is Bridget Flynn, a rising and shining star. She is an intuitive coach. Good evening. How are you? Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Marietta. Hi.
And she does accents and accents, and I'm going to ask her throughout the show to do different accents. Like, you know, remember Mrs. Doubtfire, Robin Williams? She does that. It's great. It's just really great. Just to liven up
a
little
bit. She's blushing.
Yeah. I perform on command. Just give me a cookie.
Yeah. So, it's just, it adds fun. So, before we get started, I have some announcements. Let me start with mine. I asked Rich to assist me. But anyway, Happy New Year 2020 from abetterviewcleaning.com, Connecticut's best known service for commercial and residential window cleaning. 24 years of experience, abetterviewcleaning.com. Call Paul at 203-284-8833. Happy New Year to you, Paul. We love you. Now you get the...
Yes, I'm going to do the tree felling and stump grinding services. Northwood Tree can help. Call Alex
Archambault.
Parisien. A certified arborist.
Right.
At 860-483-0549. That is 860-483-0549. Alex.
Archambault.
Happy New Year to you, Alex.
That's so cute. And I would like to, I can't even read. And I would like everyone to check out our Life Talk podcast by going to www.thehealingmindmagazine.com/lifetalk. /podcast/. Check it out. We have some incredible professionals. And also, look it up. We have Dr. Gilbert, Dr. Brian Lima. He's a heart surgeon. Anilsa Brown, you know her from YouTube. And also David Huldeffer. He's a retired school psychologist. So that is all coming up on the podcast. In the HealingMindMagazine.com. So, and you can subscribe, of course. We like to have subscribers. We welcome your comments and so forth. Welcome to our Life Talk podcast family. That's just the way it is. So I'm finished with my announcements. Do you have anything, Miss Rising Star, Bridget?
You're beautiful.
Thank you very much.
So where the heck did that come from?
So we're good.
Yeah.
We're good. And Our engineer, Rich, you hit it, and we'll start with our first segment. Tonight's topic is show up to life with passion.
Mit passion.
Mit passion. And this is not a play with words or a fancy advice. This is all real. So I have asked my good friend Bridget tonight to be Miss Barbara Walters, and I love Barbara Walters and have great respect for her, and I have great respect for you, Bridget, tonight. And thank you for taking that role on. Because it's a little hard to ask myself questions. So I'm ready whenever you are, because the checklist that really comes into play here is self-awareness, weaknesses, likes, dislikes, values, beliefs, and motivation, the big why. And I want our listeners to know we try to do a good job, but we can't get too much into depth because we have only 1 hour. So it's not that we don't know the depth, but we really have to adhere to the time clock too. So, and I have a lot of information, but I have to really withhold some of it.
Mm-hmm. So, passion.
Yeah, with passion. With, sure. Yeah. So I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Bridget,
I'm so excited. So Marietta, we know that you are a very passionate person. It's one of the things that I admire most about you. You live your passion. So I want to know, how did you find your passion?
Passion.
Richie, watch it. Well, it's been a real lifelong journey for me, because your passion when you're younger could be many things. Your passion could be maybe finding the right person, having the right look, having... which is all the surface stuff that everybody goes through, material things and so forth. But as time goes on, I would say in my mid-30s and 30s, when you have gone through a marriage, you have a child, you start thinking a little different. So, and especially then when life hits you and then the divorce, big divorce comes. So you start thinking, what could I have done better? You just, when adversity hits you, you just start thinking a little different. At least you start. So before, it's all, you don't know better. You don't go to school, to life lesson school. You just don't do that. So your experience really comes from life, from your choices that you make in life. So, and it wasn't until years and years of moving and shaking, and what I mean by that, experiencing different things, not just in my personal life, but also in the business life. And I have to say, I wasn't that interested in really making something out of myself. I still had this wonderful idea of finding this Mr. Right and just being loved, and just that's all I wanted. So I really wasn't that interested in other people and everything else. I was just really interested in finding a person to love. That's just, I know it sounds childish, but I think everybody goes through that.
Perfectly natural.
Yeah. And again, you don't start changing things till changes enter your life. Again, well, my personal life didn't really work out that well, so you start focusing in on really your business life. So that's where I started to become interested in learning about self when I worked with other people especially. And also when I learned a lot was about people's lives and their success and failures. That is a big thing. When you listen to other people's failures and successes and how they managed their life. So, but it was still a long path. So to make it a little shorter, I have more and more answers to that, but to really make it a little shorter. It wasn't until in my 40s when I started a career in finance, a finance broker, and I stayed in that career for 18 years, and there I had daily interaction with people. And I really had to think about how the conversations went and what signs they were giving me that I should be picking up. So in 18 years, you learn a lot. Mm-hmm. So today, I can say I know what they're not telling me.
That wasn't a simple choice, though. That's a dog-eat-dog-eat world you got into.
Yeah, because coming from accounting and 14 years, accounting and management, I went into the insurance business, and they said, you can make oodles and oodles of money. You don't make money the first 5 years, but I stuck it through. I had a house as a cash cow. I wasn't making any money. At some point, the manager called me in and said, you should really go in the unemployment line. And I didn't even, that was in 1984, and I really didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
And then I realized, after 2 days, I thought about what he said. He was trying for me to fire myself, to give up. And I didn't. And I stuck.
That's not you. Yeah.
And
I stuck this through. And I wasn't making any money, right? But I stuck it through. And I ended up as a six-figure earner. Continuously, every single year.
And that's in the 80s.
Right. And there I really learned to listen.
Yeah.
Because you have to, because it's all intangible. And to adjust to all the different personalities. And it's a tremendous emotional and mental growth that you're going through. So I put myself purposely in those situations.
Your choice.
It was my choice. It was a good choice. It was a school. So fast forward, in 2004, I put together KESS Educational Services for the purpose of giving of my skills, my inner built tools, to pass that on to others that want to get on that path or are on the path.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of shortened your first
the passion time. Path.
The passion path.
Yeah. Now, the finance business, it was a passion sort of. But it doesn't work if you're just after the money, when you're just after winning your clients.
So here's a question then.
Yeah.
In finance, you know, a lot of it is driven by the desire for money. So
yeah.
What would you say then if you were to go back into finance? Like, what would the drive be? What should the drive be? What should one look for when it comes to working in finance?
Now, what I do have to mention, it was only driven by money and like winning type. But it was a heck of a school. It's almost like a college I went through in these 18 years. Then this is what happened. Then I had a stroke, which is adversity in your life. And it was a stroke where I couldn't walk for 2 months. And that really put me at the core of my being. And I said,
mm-hmm.
Dear God, if you let me walk again, I help a lot of people. And that really changed the track I was on, and I didn't realize, because afterwards I went back to it and it wouldn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I would put in the same effort, same time. It wouldn't work anymore, Doc. It wouldn't. And I couldn't understand why. And this is when your time is up for something, then you're going through the reinvention process. So I know very well and can help people that are going through reinvention, people that have worked out there for 20 years in a certain position, and now they're without a job, let's just say, and they don't know what to do. I can help them because I understand that phase, and I know exactly when I talk to them.
You lived it.
Yeah, I lived it. So if I had not had that experience, I would still be on the same old track.
Mm-hmm.
Same old track.
Mm-hmm.
But for all the people in the finance business, because I train them today, you have to have a genuine interest in people's well-being. But you also need to know the downside of life. And not just, you must save, you must do this, and the kids have to go to college. And, you know, they never talk about divorce. They never talk about failures in life or losing your job or disability. Oh, yeah, they talk once about disability because they like to sell you a policy.
Sure.
But even when it comes to at your end of life, with probate court and everything, I've had many shows on probate, and we had Judge Alberg.
Right, everything.
You have to be a true life coach, which they're not.
Mm.
So, and all of this you have to consider, and then you will be successful.
You teach that.
Yeah, then you will be successful. And you have to manage the other things, you know, like really the inner tools, you know, your motivation, your this or that. It's a lot. But today, as a finance professional, that's who you have to be. And it has to come from the heart. You know, that's what I would say to
that. That's pretty much everything, though. Any choice you make in life. If you're going to excel, you got to have the passion. And you have to have that drive. And you have to have that want. And it always seems to work out better if you have other people's best interest at heart.
Yeah, but also if you have lived it, if you have lived through the peaks and valleys, and the valleys require that you have to know how to help yourself in situations. You have to know how the banks react when you have loans going. You have to know what happens to your financial portfolio.
Oh, you lived it.
Everything. I know all of that. I know everything. And I'm not the book smart on it. I'm life smart on it.
Mm.
And I have helped many, many people on that. I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
So the passion came. The passion came when I gained my strength back, my walking. And I saw what was really happening to people that were on the downside of life. People that were homeless and they just had a little doggy. I always wondered why they're homeless and they have a dog. Why? You know? But I understand it now. So I got really into the life, the downside life, and I can't even put it in words how much it hurt me to see how some of the people, whether they were banks or any other institution or anybody that had control over you, where you had an obligation or whatever, they could have turned the steering wheel to the left, but they turned it to the right. And I said, I will be a catalyst for when people have adversity, that people don't go by the wayside. That's how it started.
That's noble.
That was my foundation stone. Because I be darned, yeah, when people are going through hard times and you stomp on them and you
hurt them even more.
Yes. So. And this is what I witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
Not with me. And because when I see that, when somebody is doing that to somebody and I look into the files and everything, I'll expose you. Nobody's going to do that to anybody. That was this is when the passion started because I could feel it. I was down. I couldn't help myself. I said, oh, my God, this is what it feels like. I can't help myself. I'm exposed to other people helping me to go to the bathroom, helping me this, that, and the other.
Very vulnerable.
Yeah. So this is how I excavated my passion, but it just happened from a higher source above. I didn't have to look for that passion. It was just there.
Sometimes we have to go through, into that deep darkness to see the light.
Yeah. So that's why when you are a coach, you better know what the heck you're doing, because I don't care how many schools you went to and a certification, you better know all the different phases and all the different things, and you better have solutions, and you better guide your clients through it. And not somebody who's book smart on it, somebody who's life smart
on
it.
Who lived it.
I lived it.
School of hard knocks.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And you know, but I just answered your question. I probably got ahead of Paula. Thank you very much.
Thank you and good night.
The rest of the time we play music.
Thank you,
Let's
America.
Play Yahtzee.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, Marietta, you are an intuitive life coach, an intuitive business coach. So, like, what does that mean? What is that?
Intuitiveness. That is just something. It's used so much now. Being intuitive. That really means, first of all, you know how you feel at any second. You're in harmony with yourself. And I think I was always intuitive, even as a child, because I could pick up things and I didn't understand them.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until I finished with my
my finance career of 18 years. And today, I can really say that I can read somebody's energy in, mm-hmm. in their voice. I certainly can read their words. I hear their words. I read their words. I interpret their words. But it's really if you know how you tick and how you feel, and if you're confused about something, just ask yourself the answer that you need to know.
Yeah.
And you know what? You get an answer. Trust me. You get an answer.
From the core.
From the core. Right.
Yeah. And then what comes is, do you act on it or do you not act on it?
That's right. So now we're going for our first break, people. I'm going to answer that question after the break. So stay tuned. Thank you for tuning in to Life Talk with Marietta. And just a little break and we'll be back.
HealingMindMagazine.com is a life learning classroom connecting globally, home of Life Talk Radio with Marietta and podcasts. Get to know exceptional people through awareness, education, inspiration, motivation. We establish movement, change, and growth for mind, body, and spirit at any age. Come join and be part of our radio and magazine community worldwide. Visit and subscribe to TheHealingMindMagazine.com. That's TheHealingMindMagazine.com. Do you know your big why? What is your big why? Talk to intuitive life and career coach Marietta Kammerer. Empowerment, direction, focused, smart. Call 203-505-3660. On the web, kmareducation.org. Let's do this together.
Learning from others, how they reached success, how they dealt with setbacks and major changes is the most important thing to look at for our personal growth, says Life Talk host Marietta Kammerer. Join Life Talk with Marietta weekly programs on Sunday 7 to 8 on WICC 600. Always informative, educational, inspiring, smart, and solution-finding. Go to thehealingmindmagazine.com for the latest Life Talk radio and podcast information. Subscribe and like. See you Sunday 7 to 8 on WICC 600.
WICC 600 cares about our community.
Do you have a noteworthy event or cause you'd like the public to know about? Email wecare@wicc600.com with a brief 15-second description of what you'd like the public to know. Please include who, what, where, and when, along with a website or phone number where the public can learn more. That's wecare@wicc600.com.
For more information on causes, events, and how you can help, head to wicc600.com.
Are your tax problems keeping you up at night? Hi, Tax Owl here from the Coast One Tax Group. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, take 10 minutes and call Coast One Tax Group. It could save you 93% or more. Coast One Tax Group helps people all across America save big amounts of money. David from California saved $48,000 on back taxes. James and Lisa from Dallas saved $102,000. Call Coast One Tax Group now at 888-337-6949. A 10-minute call could save 93% or more. So who are you going to call? Coast One Tax Group, that's who. See how much you can save. The consultation is always free. What are you who waiting for? Relieve your tax stress today. Call Coast One Tax Group at 888-337-6949. That's 888-337-6949.
And now back to Life Talk on WICC 600. Here's Marietta.
Or a girl.
Thank you for being with us tonight. I'm Marietta, Life Talk. You're listening to Life Talk with Marietta. Here in the studio, my two friends, Bridget Flynn, she's an intuitive coach, and also Doc Rich, he's a naturopathic physician. Our topic tonight is show up to life with passion. And what was the last question you asked me, Bridget?
The last question I asked you, I'd like to switch it, actually.
Good.
Because I'm loving your fire and your passion.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, I jump across the table.
Ja?
Ja?
Oh, I might have to catch you then.
It's building, the tension is building.
So, as an intuitive life coach and as an intuitive business coach, how do you help people to find their passion?
Oh, I wish. I can't help you find your passion. You have to find your passion. Once you have a passion, little more than a lighter light, I can help you, because passion needs to have a certain level for you to be able to act on it. It could be very little. It could be just a thought.
Ignite.
Mm-hmm. So I take you when you have fire, not the kindling.
Mm-hmm.
Not the kindling. Kindling is very important, but I want the fire. Because when you're in the kindling stage, you're not listening to me, you're not listening to anybody. Anybody can come and say poof, and you go the other way. No. You have to have, with a fire in you, you have both feet on the ground. That's what I need. But you still don't have the know-how to figure out your direction. That's when I come in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't work with kindling. I'm sorry, and I can't. Oh, please, you could be a fire. Just. I see it in you. I see it in you. And they say, "What the heck does she want from me?" No, you have to be burning, and that takes time. Because when you're at a fire level, you know, you don't turn around that easily. Kindling, yes, you know, like the wind blows. Mm-hmm. You know, you go whatever.
Well,
direction.
That's just it. You have to blow that kindling, and put air on it.
Well, I'm not blowing the kindling. You do. You do that. Because you have to want it, not me. So.
But you inspire that spark to grow. You may say one word to them and boom, it ignites the whole thing.
Well.
I've seen you do it, so.
I know, but that after a lot of kindling. Because the work has to be done by that person. Otherwise, it just won't work. The fire will go out. Mm-hmm. I can only hold that fire. Let's say, for instance, if we make a fire out of it, I can only hold that so long. And you're really the person that has to continue with this. So with the fire, we figure out the direction. I take your skills and talents into consideration. And there I go. I'm the architect, and I'm giving directions.
Hmm.
And I'm actually building it. I'm building your path. Because I can't just say, okay, I architect and you work it. You don't know how to do it.
No.
You know, so.
Right. Get that passion going, and Marietta will show you the direction.
Yeah. It's maybe something that you've wanted to do for a long time, and you had to put it aside for whatever reasons. Mm-hmm. Maybe you got married, and the kids took precedence, and there were other priorities in your life. But now you have the money, and now you have the time, and you could really do it. So why not?
The passion is still there.
Yeah. So, or you're in the midst of your work life, and you always wanted to be self-employed. Now, one thing we're really going to look at, if you really have the stuffings to be self-employed, it's not just having the money to invest in your business, but you have to have the right personality, you have to have the right behavior to do all of this. Otherwise, it will take two years and you're out
of
business.
You're flopping around, yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
can I just say that,
yes,
you know, follow us on Facebook, Life Talk Marietta, or Instagram, Life Talk Marietta.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Rich, for
That's
thinking
what I'm here
of us.
For.
Oh, and I also want to let people know we're on weekly. And what are we talking about next week?
We've got a marvelous series of Life Talk discussing detox and declutter your mind.
That will be a permanent program on radio, on podcast,
workshops,
and so forth. Because just think about mental decluttering is so important before we're
capable of letting new things in before we can make changes. Even.
Emotional detoxification.
Everything. Emotional detoxification. So those will be permanent programs. You will hear us over and over again on that. In details.
Right, yeah? Right.
So, and that's coming up next week, 7 to 8. And also with Coach Marion Gardner. You know Marion Gardner. Myself and Marion Gardner. And, of course, we will have other friends in here. But no, the passion, there is something, a pivotal moment that happens in your life that releases that.
Mm-hmm.
So other than that, oh, I have a passion for this. I have, you know, this all, come on, it's all.
Yeah, like on dating websites. On dating websites, like, I have a passion for race car driving, and I like to do a passion for craft beers. I'm like, do you really? Mm-hmm. Do craft beers, passion? Like, is it on fire? Like, where is the fire in your
then
life?
You're intoxicated all the time.
I'm sitting next to the girl that I should be with.
Yeah.
But so, you couldn't see it.
No, so it's really, and also what I think a person should consider when they're picking a coach, if that coach has resilience, has proven resilience and proven accomplishments. So being able to withstand life, it's not easy. But some people can't withstand life. It's
yeah.
You know, and this is something, building resilience, very, very important.
This is one of the things that I've learned the most throughout my own coaching programs. And like, as I've become a coach and as I've developed my own business, is the life skills. Like, we all know, like, we're not handed this, you know, this handbook to life. This is how you be an adult. This is how you handle confrontation. This is how you become self-aware. And it's only through the adversity, the contrast, the friction of life that these things, you have the opportunity to explore it, but you have to look at it as an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And the mindset of a coach will help you to see these as opportunities and to grow with them. And an intuitive life coach and business coach like yourself can really take those moments and make them very teachable and help the person to see themselves in a much better way, so their passion can really flourish.
Mm-hmm. But also, and you know that, Bridget, my intuitiveness allows me to understand every single person, where they're at mentally and emotionally. It's really, really a gift I have.
Yeah.
So, and I'm proud of it. And
it's very easy to trust you because you speak from the heart. Mm-hmm. You speak from life's experience. And that ensures and instills that faith and that desire to follow.
Mm-hmm.
That
Thank you,
advice.
Rich. Yeah. I appreciate that. I really do. And the desire to help others the way I'm doing today came from that moment in 1996, April 24th.
Wow.
So that's when it was born. I just didn't fully know it yet. And today, what I do since 2004, I put a company together, KMREducation.org, and did a lot of building on that from 2004 on. And constantly you had to change things because we have to listen to the pulse, what people really want and where people are at. And it wasn't until 2008, 2009, when people went through tremendous turmoil in their life, in their business life, where they finally realized, oh, I do have to get other skills. I have to, you know, really look at other avenues for personal growth. And passion, when you build a business, you have to be willing to eat peanut butter and jelly, meaning you may not have the money for steaks or hamburgers or whatever. You have to be able to really scale everything down. Your lifestyle, and you know, from six figures, you drive a Mercedes, you do this, that, you have a villa, you know, all of this stuff. So I was willing to do that. I never
sacrifice.
I never talked about that.
Sacrifice for your passion.
Yeah, I never talked about that, but you know what? That's okay. It didn't kill me.
No.
Not that I ate peanut butter every day, but I hate peanut butter. But no.
You have to become like a peasant.
Really.
Yeah.
And in, you know, arms, you know, the sleeves
up yep.
and out in the field and digging your way through life. So there's no glamour in all of this. There is, you understand survival and just focus. And at some point you end up at the end of the field. You come out.
Beyonce had to become Beyonce. J-Lo had to become J-Lo. Like you all start somewhere. We all have a beginning, mm-hmm. and you have to just get down to the trenches and walk the path and walk the mm-hmm. talk and learn and learn and learn. And then you hit your stardom, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's some luck involved with that too, with the, you know, becoming that great.
Well, when you have talents, of course,
well,
you have the
part of it.
Talent scouts,
mm-hmm.
and you have them because they make millions. So, it doesn't take them long to see somebody yeah. who really has talent. You know, if you clean them up a little bit and this and that. But you have to be able to sing. You have to be able to be molded. And a lot of people have skills and talents, but they can't be molded. I've mm-hmm. had clients.
Oh.
It didn't matter. Oh, my God. You know, so they don't need a coach. They just, because they will never, they have one degree after another, but they're not coachable. Forget it. That's too bad. Today, I wouldn't even take on a client like that. I had to learn that, too. They can't be molded.
Right.
No. So, and that's, forget it, you know.
Yeah.
And they would need it the most. Because, yes, they have the knowledge and this. They're like a walking lexicon, you know. But that's not what, you got to have the people skills, especially in the wellness, in the health and wellness business. As a doctor, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Bedside manner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. So I think we're going for another break, Mr. Rich. Okay, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
TheHealingMindMagazine.com is a life learning classroom connecting globally, home of Life Talk Radio with Marietta and podcasts. Get to know exceptional people through awareness, education, inspiration, motivation. We establish movement, change, and growth for mind, body, and spirit at any age. Come join and be part of our radio and magazine community worldwide. Visit and subscribe to TheHealingMindMagazine.com. That's TheHealingMindMagazine.com. Do you know your big why? What is your big why? Talk to intuitive life and career coach Marietta Kammerer. Empowerment, direction, focused, smart. Call 203-505-3660. On the web, kmareducation.org. Let's do this together.
Learning from others, how they reached success, how they dealt with setbacks and major changes is the most important thing to look at for our personal growth, says Life Talk host Marietta Kammerer. Join Life Talk with Marietta weekly programs on Sunday 7 to 8 on WICC 600. Always informative, educational, inspiring, smart, and solution-finding. Go to TheHealingMindMagazine.com for the latest Life Talk radio and podcast information. Subscribe and like. See you Sunday 7 to 8 on WICC 600.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Life Talk continues on WICC 600. Here's Marietta.
Yes, here's Marietta in the studio with Bridget Flynn, an intuitive coach, and Dr. Rich, naturopathic physician. We will hear from Rich and his services because he does work with cancer patients. So you never talked about that, but you will next week.
It's coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up. So thank you for tuning in, and I know we have about 12 minutes left, and I know you want to ask me some questions.
I do.
Yes.
Desperately.
Yes, desperately.
A lot of tension.
Yes.
Right. Okay, then, Mary. It's like looking back 15 years, like where did you start and where are you going?
I started with nothing, with a vision and
passion.
Passion and started in 2005 on public access because the kind of message that I had, I said, I need a big platform. So I started on public access here in Bridgeport.
And that worked out for about a year, and then I got the idea. I said, I need my own radio show. I need my own television show. So I had 1 year of television. Then I went straight into radio, and I've been in radio for 14 years here with WICC for 10 years. So, because when you have a message to give, but people have to be receptive to. They have to. It has to be the right time.
Right time, sure.
Yeah.
The right time. So today I have a digital magazine called The Healing Mind Magazine. We put that in place. When I say we, that means I. last July we started, and we have already 4,600 subscribers.
Great.
And it's grown every
nice.
Day. I have a podcast channel within the HealingMindMagazine.com, /lifetalk/podcasts/. And in that magazine, it's a platform worldwide, and I work with people from all over the world. That's how I wanted it. Okay, when I'm not on air here, Life Talk Marietta, WICC, on Sundays, I'm going to be on podcast. The recordings you will hear, you can listen to, online. That was important to me, to be on every day, to be interviewing people and so forth. But also articles, writing articles, different people writing articles, whether they're poems or whether they're about their profession or about their life story. I have one person, we had him on, Rich, you were on, Wolf Leixenring. He's 76. He travels the world with
right.
his RV. Well, now, who says
what
when you're that age?
That's passion.
Come on. Yeah? And he gets paid for because he writes for all the publishing companies.
Right.
He travels
He found the secret.
You know?
Yeah.
So, with the Healing Mind magazine, I have different opportunities to do different things. Some people don't like to be on air. And so forth. So with the radio, with the podcast, with the Healing Mind magazine, I can do all different things. I can be constantly communicating with you. And I bring other people on the platform. It's not just about what I think. It's about what we all think and what we experienced. You know, what I'm one person. So on the Healing Mind, we're all together. It's like Michael Jackson, we're the children.
We are the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. And you know what the nice part? It works. you know, it works. People love it. They get it. So it's not putting yourself on a pedestal and, you know, no, that's not what it is. So, and it takes passion to grow all of that. I was never much a social media fan. I really wasn't, because I didn't like the communication on, let's say, on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go? Oh, here's a picture of my food, of my hamburger, of my French fries. I said,
yeah.
They must be all nuts to have this kind
Far
of conversation.
Far too much red meat.
You know? Now, on Instagram, you see these people, they all travel. They all have a certain handbag. They all stand a certain way. They all look a certain way. Who's working? Who needs personal growth? Who needs me and my skills? They don't. It's a joke. It's a make-believe life. That's what Norma Giannatasio said last time we were on. It's all a make-believe life. I don't want to work with people. Well, first of all, they wouldn't take to me anyway, then people. So I have, on Facebook, I have found some wonderful people. I think we only have, let's say, maybe a handful of friends, but I know everybody personally.
You found me on Instagram.
I found you. Well, you're in the exception.
Thank you.
I told you you're the no. It's really it's the truth. You know, I wouldn't just say it. So it's Facebook. I have been very lucky, but I have never worked on Facebook. That's why we only have a handful, and it will get better, but it will be a community, a like-minded community that we will have. And it will be real, you know, where people don't hold back in sharing their experiences.
Oh, they'll gravitate to your...
You know?
Yeah.
So, and it's all coming in. The people are coming in now. Look at the heart surgeon. He wrote his book. It's his life journey. So, and all the adversity he has gone through. That's tough. You have to be able, I want to get back to what I was saying, you have to be able to make sacrifices. Serious, the way you live, the way you dress, the way you this, the way you that. You have to be able to, you have to do that. If you don't, forget it. Go on vacation.
Sacrifice for purpose.
Sacrifice for purpose. But then comes the time, and you know that within yourself, where you say, no more sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. And your investment has to pay off at some point.
Yes. And do you know, once you put that foot down, the other foot will follow, both feet will be put on the ground, and it works.
I've done that.
I've done it. Yeah? Because what's enough is enough. I don't need to share my home or live in somebody's home. And so forth.
Right,
and
right.
After 5 years, I was able to have my own apartment. So that was good. But the first 5 years, boy, I lived, you know, I couldn't afford a $2,000 rent. I couldn't.
You like crunchy peanut butter.
I've had many spaghetti sauce and spaghetti and sauce, yes. No, you have to, because the money has to be there for your business.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, and I was able to do it. And I'm hoping whoever goes on that journey, don't be discouraged. There's plenty of food that you can have that you know, will tie you over, but you have to want to do that. Do sacrifices, you know, and not... It just won't work otherwise. The money, you know, money won't come in fast enough.
Yeah.
And the people, it's also a timing issue, and it's also what's happening out there in the pulse.
Mm-hmm.
If people are open, people are receptive. You know, I work with people under 50 and people over 50, because the stretch of 50 to 80, people have a lot of time. People like to be busy. Some don't, but the people I work, they like to be busy.
Sure.
And it's amazing. You will not age when you're in line with your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
You will not age. And whatever hurts, whatever left the residue that you have, mental and emotional residue, it just... Your creativity helps you when you're in that frame of mind. It's wonderful. So
in the groove.
Yeah. Yeah, it really, really is. So.
Yeah. Beautiful answers, Marietta. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And Rich, what do you have to say for next week? What do you have?
For next week?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Maybe I'll read another announcement. For tree felling and stump grinding
services.
That was
mine already.
No, I want to say hello to Alex. So for tree felling and stump grinding services, call Northwood Tree. Alex?
Archambault.
He's a certified arborist. Call him at 860-483-0549. So happy new year to you, Alex. I talk to you real soon. And it makes a difference if you have somebody that knows what tree. I watched a couple of videos on YouTube about tree felling and everything.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
That's a dangerous
job.
Oh,
my God.
I dated an arborist once. Like, just like, you just like monkey up the tree and like scramble onto the limb and like chainsaw. And I get vertigo. Yeah, I would have puked.
You know what's interesting? When you want you want the tree to fall in a certain direction, and there's a parking lot and there are houses around, and an experienced person, they really know. They know, they can tell you exactly, well, it's going to hit this and this
car.
And this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aim, fire.
So, no, that I really respect.
That is,
you know, somebody
that
knows.
Tough job.
The same with the people that... take down buildings, you know, when they have
the implosions.
You know?
Oh.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I think they did.
A friend
that.
Of mine does that.
Really?
You met him. Rick.
I don't remember.
Oh, you'd remember him as
yeah?
soon as you saw
him. Yeah.
He was here with us once.
Yeah. So that all, see, you have to have specialists.
He's great.
Yeah, in general.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really, when you talk about feelings, you have to have somebody that has emotional intelligence. Otherwise, why the heck talk to them? Might as well just read books, you know? So, and I understand, I'm watching more and more the commercials where now the regular MDs, they talk about
Your well-being now, and emotional well-being.
A whole person well-being.
Yeah, mental stress, mental anxiety, mental disorders are.
I said,
now,
well, how the heck would they know? They didn't ask this for years.
Right.
Now they're talking about it because it's the trend.
Well, the truth comes out. The truth will come out.
Yeah, and I know how you feel about MDs and so forth. But, you know, not everybody will cut it because not everybody has that. Not everybody's interested in it. And to be able to survive, they're going to have to go that route.
Right, right. A lot of them are dropping out of the strictly medical-oriented profession and looking more and more to the natural approach because people want that now. They're tired of all the side effects. They're tired of being beaten down by the side effects that are worse oftentimes than the process they're going through. So,
that's true because we should always look at what's the natural way first.
First, you can always pop a med, but look at the natural way first
before they put you on pills, and they put me on pills, and the side effects were tremendous. Where I had to sleep every afternoon. I can't live like that. I don't want to live like that.
Most people don't.
Yeah, and you got to be ahead of everybody. You got to be research. I don't care whether you visit an attorney or a doctor. You yourself have to be researched. So you have an idea what this is all about. No, I'm trying my best for me personally.
Right.
But I work with so many doctors now.
Well, they don't have time. The MDs have to see so many more patients now because of the strict guidelines of the insurance companies that don't pay them for this, they don't pay them for that, they don't pay. So they have to.
Could I have the sheet for next week? So Rich just said I have 2 more minutes. Next week. That is the 19th. From 7 to 8, detox and declutter your mind, which will be a series of Life Talk with Marietta radio programs, podcasts, and workshops, making space for what's new, fresh, and of course, happiness. Mental and emotional detoxification is essential to be able to make changes, learn new things, or allow personal growth. Most of the time, it's ignored, bypassed, or unnoticed. That's what I've been saying, and of course, Coach Marion Gardner. So join us next week from 7 to 8, and we certainly hope to see you, the intuitive coach.
Moi?
right. Bridget Flynn.
Yes.
And what is your website?
My website is my name, bridgetflynn.com. You can find me on Facebook at The Intuitive Lifestyle with Bridget Flynn.
How do you spell Flynn?
So
Flynn.
Okay, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. Join us next week, and do go to thehealingmindmagazine.com for all the updates on everything, radio, podcast, magazine, everything. I want to thank our engineer, Rich. Doc Rich, I want to thank you.
Thank you, Marietta.
Bridget Flynn, thank you, and have a great week. We'll see you next week. Take care.
Bye-bye.